Baz and AJ in the morning.
So the Senate okays that $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package in a unanimous vote last night, 96-0. Senator Blumenthal on the phone now. All right, so good, right? Now it's the House and it's expected to pass. That should be quick. And then when do people start getting checks?
The hope is that within 3 weeks, a lot of people will be receiving $1,200 checks deposited directly to their accounts, which can be done through the IRS. That's the prediction, take it as a promise, that Secretary of the Treasury Mnuchin made yesterday. And for people who receive it during the mail, through the mail, it may take a week longer. But those individuals and small businesses should be seeing loans literally in days, because the whole idea is there is an urgency and we need to put cash in the hands of families and workers who are struggling in small businesses that are striving to survive.
Right. So you said 3 weeks, and then you said days. So you think families will have it in days and businesses in weeks? Or
I think it will. You know, it will. Some people will receive these deposits sooner than others. Some people will receive loans sooner than others. We're hoping that within days, some of the loans will be made through the auspices of the SBA. And we're also hoping that some of these checks will be in people's accounts within days, but it may take 3 weeks.
Okay. Folks that are just getting checks, not businesses, the folks getting checks,
yeah.
Do they have to do anything or it just magically arrives?
For most people, based on their 2018 income tax refunds or just their returns, what they pay, it should go to them directly without their having to make an application.
So whatever you did in 2018, if you had direct deposit or if you had it mailed to you, that's how it'll arrive. The 2018, it'll be based on that income and based on that how you got it, mail or direct deposit.
Correct.
Okay. Because Christine on Facebook wants another question. Christine wants to know if there was limitations, like based on how much you made.
Yes. So it's $1,200 per adult making up to $75,000 a year.
Gotcha.
$2,400 to married couples making up to $150,000 a year, and $500 payments per child.
Correct.
The $75,000 in Connecticut, that's one level. In Montana, it's another level. Seems like that you almost want to give Connecticut people a higher level, right?
Well, yes. But remember that people in Connecticut will be eligible for money above $75,000 up to $99,000, diminishing amounts, phasing out. So there's still inequity, no getting around it. People in Connecticut make more money. That's the good news.
Right.
They'll therefore receive less money in cash payments. The amount less in cash is going to be pretty negligible for most of those people. And, you know, let's...
No, I totally get it. It would have taken forever to work out the math on that, and there'd be a big uproar and arguments, and now all the senators are off the bandwagon. But I'm just saying that $1,200 goes not as far as it does in Connecticut as it does in Montana. Here's the good news.
Well, let's be very clear-eyed here. Let's be very real. $1,200 for an individual, or $2,400 plus, let's say, a couple of kids brings you up, is not going to sustain a family for more than a month.
Yeah.
So that's where unemployment compensation vastly expanded so that people get near to their pay, whether they're furloughed, whether they're laid off. That's a major advance. People can be furloughed.
And
whether
they're
self-employed, contractors.
For that, you have to go and apply for unemployment.
Okay.
That won't magically appear. That you have to go to the unemployment office.
Because Paul on Facebook asked, if he paid his mortgage with the $1,200 for 1 month, what happens next month? How does he pay his mortgage?
Well, that's the whole reason that we have either people going back on payrolls, which is why small businesses have been given this incentive to hire people back or keep people on their payrolls. The whole point is loans to small businesses can be forgiven if they continue to pay people at their full salary. So we're talking about an emergency situation. You know, I've called all over the state of Connecticut.
You sound hot today. Are you okay?
Yeah, man.
You sound...
Well, I was up till, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning, so okay. I'm operating on less sleep than usual, and likewise the morning before, as you know, and the morning before that.
You're usually pretty calm, and you sound like you could kick something over right now, and I was just wondering if that was breaking news. Right. Is there something we don't know about?
One knuckle's got white knuckles in there.
Just sleep deprived.
Gotcha. It. Okay. All right.
And just finished my morning exercise, my run. So,
gotcha.
Maybe that's it.
That's
there
it.
You go,
but,
see?
Here's the other point that's really important. You know, I've been talking to small businesses. I was on the phone with about 150 yesterday in the New Haven area by teleconference. I've been talking to hospitals, nonprofits, domestic violence advocates, homeless shelters. People are hurting.
Yeah.
As you know, this emergency is crushing, and there is an urgency in this moment. We need to put cash into the hands of struggling families and workers. And what I hear from them is not only they're hurting, but they're hungry for relief. And, you know, they want some hope. So, you know, we haven't gotten it right. Totally. It's imperfect, but imperative. There has to be another, believe me, there should be another package, because as you rightly said, it's maybe a month, maybe 3-4 months, but the economic crisis won't be solved until we curb and turn the tide on the virus itself. And that requires the kind of medical surge, the Marshall Plan that we've devised. And we need to increase that as well, because hopefully we'll have a vaccine and some treatments that work.
I want to talk about the other one when we get to that. People are still wondering about this one. The businesses that are listening now, they need to go to apply at the SBA, right?
They can apply to the SBA,
Small businesses, 500 employees or less.
That's correct.
Okay. We have some questions here. Barbara sent an email. I have a question about the COVID-19 SBA loans for impacted small businesses. On their website, part of the criteria states acceptable credit score. What is the acceptable credit score? I feel like that's probably a question for the SBA.
That's a question for the SBA, and what they have on their website right now probably will change, because this new program will require greater flexibility. You know, these companies haven't been meeting payrolls. They probably haven't been paying their rent and utilities for a couple of weeks. So we're going to have to be flexible, and we have to look backward to reimburse them. The loan has to, in effect, reimburse them. And the loans, many of them will come from banks backstopped by the SBA, in other words, federally guaranteed loans that then are forgiven. There are a lot of technicalities here.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just walking into the SBA and saying, oh, I think I might like a couple of million. Hopefully there will be some checks, so taxpayer money will be protected.
Right. Can you get someone with the SBA? Can you connect us with someone? Because that would be a great guest to have. We can have a lot of businesses call up and ask questions.
Say, like, please hold.
We're trying on our end,
yeah.
But I have a feeling
that's a great idea.
Your office can do it faster, and we could conference you in with the SBA person. We could have have like a small business town hall on the show.
Right.
Wonderful. We'll do it probably next week if that works for you guys.
Here's a great question coming in from the tribe over the phones. Lots of folks asking, do we have to declare this as income on our taxes next year?
The $1,200.
Yeah.
I think I don't want to offer an opinion, one size fits all kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a tax attorney, and I'm also not probably not qualified to answer. It's a good question. I'll get an answer for you, and when I'm with you next, I'll let you know.
And I think you're right. I think the accountants will know that one, and I think that my guess would be yes, you get taxed on anything you get.
Right.
That's generally the rule, you know. And one of the things we're doing here, by the way, you may be interested, if you're a student and your employer pays your student loan, in other words, the employer hires you and you come to work and Your employer says, gee, you have this huge student loan, but you're so valuable to me, I'm going to pay your student loan. Up to now, that's been taxable to the student. This bill makes it non-taxable.
That's
but we
great.
Need to do more on student debt. We need to do more for small businesses.
I know. I know you want to do all that. We're just, there's so many questions coming in about this one here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What are some of the things in there that you don't like? Those are the headlines we're going to get in the next couple of days. The Kennedy Center, and it feels like there's, you know, when you look at $250 million for the Kennedy Center, I don't know if that's still in there. But I think small businesses will say that could have helped a lot of restaurants.
A lot.
Were there a lot of things in there that you didn't like that you couldn't get out?
Well, let's be clear. There's a lot that I do like, but.
Right.
You know, this bill was done in roughly five days, and it was made a lot bigger and a lot better in 5 days.
Right.
$2 trillion is the size of the federal budget. It's more than double the last bailout TARP plan. There's a lot of complexity in it. I don't know all the questions. I've read it probably a couple of times, some sections more than that, but I worry a lot about some of the fine print, some of the details, maybe, you know, some sort of boondoggles for private interests and special interests. But here's what bothers me most of all. The program of aid to the airlines provides for no consumer benefits. Now, the airlines have been buying back their stock, which increases their value. They've been paying executive compensation at record levels.
Right.
They've been charging fees to cut. You know, you board a plane,
right.
you're charged for everything.
So there's a lot of stuff in there you don't like.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
there is stuff. Yeah. I mean, this is, as I said, it's imperfect.
Right.
It's not a panacea. It's imperative to do because we need to act. We can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Right.
And
that's a good
face
one.
An urgent crisis.
Did you come up with that? The perfect be the enemy of the good. I like that.
It's a fortune cookie.
I'm going to use that around here.
It's a fortune cookie. I swear.
I cannot claim credit.
Hey, boss, we can't let the perfect become the enemy of the good.
He's like, what's going on?
Jim in Norwalk says his daughter's on chemo. Doctor said she can't work. She's not laid off or on disability, but she can't go to work. Is she eligible for unemployment? That seems like an unemployment type question.
If she was employed and she was laid off or furloughed, she would be eligible.
So the employer's not laying her off. It sounds like the employer is saying you can't come to work because you're on chemo, but you're not getting laid off, and you're not getting disability, but you can't come into work.
You know, there is a.
You know, I know
sick leave.
I know who I'm going to ask.
There are
about
all
that.
Kinds of other programs. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know all the circumstances.
Right.
If she was laid off.
Right.
Or furloughed in Connecticut. You know, he can't. There are limits to what an employer can do.
I'm going to call an appointment attorney.
Yep.
We have an appointment attorney who's on the air with us.
Yep.
I'm going to call that person.
Exactly.
And by the way, on all these questions, if someone wants to call my office, we're all working remotely.
Okay.
We'll try to answer them. And if he needs an advocate for his, is it his
that's
daughter?
Awesome. That's great. Hi. That's Richard Blumenthal on the phone. Uh-oh.
Coffee comes out of his nose. What?
All right. We're going to put your number up on both websites.
Yeah.
959thefoxwpler.com. AJ, any more questions from Facebook?
I just had one from John on Facebook Messenger. Wanted to know, if you owe back child support, will you still get a check?
Oh.
Very good question. I think probably... Well, I don't
not
want to
that John
that
owes
question.
Back child support. Yeah.
He's
was asking
for
a friend.
Right.
Have him call me, and I'm sure I can help him pay his child support.
All right.
Well, I'll see.
Personally, you're going to write that out?
No. Not serious.
Gotcha.
No.
It was a joke.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I got you.
Right. See.
I realize my sense of humor is pretty pretty subtle.
You need a rim shot.
Which is to say, non-existent.
Just say rim shot.
You know what? We appreciate you coming on every day because you're answering a lot of important questions. If you didn't hear your question, it may have been answered this week in another segment. They're all up on the website as audio on demand. I feel like we need you to come back on Monday morning, if that's okay, Senator, at 7:30.
I'm happy to do it, and I'll try to get some answers to these questions. You know, these questions are really great questions. I mean this very seriously. Question about child support.
Yeah.
The question about the young woman on disability. You know, these are the kinds of practical nuts and bolts questions that we're going to have to answer. So I really thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Thank
and,
you,
you know, I'm so encouraged by how resolute and resilient the people of Connecticut are. I'm coming back today. I'm going to get in the car in about 15 minutes and make the drive back. So when I talk to you on Monday, I'll be back in the state, but I won't be in the studio.
No,
right.
No, we're
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're in the bubble. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jazz and AJ in the morning.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season.